You are listening to Around It About Chattanooga. I am Michael Edward Miller. A benefit is coming up at the Hunter Museum of American Art. Wine and Pearls is going to take place April 25th, and it's going to raise funds for Chattanooga adults who have cancer. Allison Counts and Tammy Brown from Park Ridge Medical Center join me. Welcome to Around It About.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So this is benefiting an organization called Pearl Point Cancer Support. And that's an organization with a pretty interesting story behind it. It used to be known as the Minnie Pearl Cancer Foundation. And Minnie Pearl, of course, she was the grand Ole Opry star, the queen of country comedy. How did this come about?
Sure. In 1987, Dr. Thomas Frist, who was one of the founders of HCA, the parent company of Park Ridge Medical Center, and another doctor formed the Cancer Education and Resource Council. It's a 501c3 nonprofit to grant funds for cancer research. And in 1992, Sarah Cannon, who was the actress who portrayed Minnie Pearl, she offered the use of her stage name to this organization. The Minnie Pearl Cancer Foundation sounds a lot better than the Cancer Education and Research Council.
Yeah, more name recognition.
Yes, exactly. So she was successfully treated for breast cancer at a HCA facility in Nashville, and at that time she decided to lend her stage name to the cause. So that's how the Minnie Pearl Cancer Foundation was born. And then last year, the Minnie Pearl Cancer Foundation became Pearl Point Cancer Support to clarify the organization's role as a nonprofit providing support through a cancer journey.
And what are some of the services that Pearl Point provides? What do you do for someone who's been diagnosed with cancer and is looking for support?
They provide decision support regarding clinical trials, treatment information, options, and they provide personalized guidance, nutrition, and side effect management recommendations. They offer the opportunity to Skype chat with a registered dietitian who has specific training in managing oncology patients. So they provide a lot of different supportive services that can really help someone with cancer.
So it's not like you're not getting medical treatment. This is more things beyond medical treatment that you would need to...
Correct, yeah. This is kind of in addition to the medical treatment, things that you would need in order for your medical treatment to be as optimal as possible.
And is it true that everything that Pearl Point does is actually free for the people who use it?
That's correct, yes. All services that Pearl Point provides are free to both patients and their family members.
How does it work when you need these support services? Is it you talk to a human being, you go through a website, a kind of a combination of both?
Well, the support center is located in the Sarah Cannon Cancer Center at Park Ridge. This resource center is open to the public Monday through Friday during regular business hours. And anybody who is going through this, or their family or a caregiver, anybody who is impacted, you know, by this terrible disease can come to the resource center and get this information. We also have an oncology nurse navigator who is in our cancer program there, and she can assist the families as well when they come into the resource center.
And although the organization is kind of based here in Tennessee, is it just for people in Tennessee, or is it for anyone anywhere?
It's for anyone anywhere. The Pearl Point Cancer Support is there for anyone who is going through this, regardless of where they're being treated. They could be, you know, treated at one of our competitor hospitals. It doesn't matter. They're there for the community.
So if you're providing all this free to the public, obviously you're going to have to do some serious fundraising to fund all this.
Yes, and that is where Wine and Pearls comes in. It's a silent auction and wine tasting. And we've got a number of really wonderful auction items this year.
Like what?
Well, we have about 25 different baskets that have been designed by the different departments within our health system. Every year, I think they're getting bigger and bigger. It's almost like a competition within the departments to see who can have the biggest and the best basket. There is a basket that has all a bunch of Cracker Barrel items in it. There is a grill basket, you know, even ones that have to do with like a family night. But I think that the evening is definitely going to be fun, like Allison was saying, with the silent auction items plus with the baskets, in addition to the family adventure packages that they can bid on and some really unique dining experiences here in Chattanooga. In addition to that, we're going to have a live jazz band. We're going to have a mini wine tasting, heavy hors d'oeuvres to complement that. And then this year we're going to do something fun. We're going to have a photo booth that the guests can enjoy, as well as they will be able to walk through the temporary exhibit that the Hunter Museum has there.
And the name is Wine and Pearls. So is that just a reference to a mini pearl, or does that mean you should really dress up for this?
It is a cocktail event, so cocktail attire would definitely be appropriate.
It's taking place April 25th. How can people find more information?
They can go to pearlpoint.org/events.
What's the phone number?
877-467-1936. Another thing I wanted to point out about the silent auction, we have an opportunity, a weekend getaway. You can have the use of a Porsche for the weekend and drive it wherever you like. And it's actually paired with a two-night stay at the Grove Park Inn in Asheville. So that's a pretty excellent package that we have. And if you use both items together, I think that would be a really fun time for someone.
Yeah.
I guess the other thing that, you know, along the lines of promoting the event, I think it's a fun date night, you know, to grab your date and go out and have a good time and mix and mingle with others and enjoy the scenery of the Hunter Museum on the river. In addition to the fact that, you know, even though it's a fun night, we're doing something that really supporting something that really matters, something that impacts us all.
That makes sense, because even if you personally don't have cancer, it seems likely that maybe a family member or a friend, someone you know, at some point will.
Yeah.
That's very true.
I don't want the fact that this event is fun and there's a lot of, you know, interesting things with the photo booth and the auction and the one. You know, I know that's a lot of stuff going on, but I also don't want to take away from the whole purpose of this. You know, what in the end, what are we doing? We're raising money to help the people of Chattanooga deal with this, you know, for them to have the resources they need to go through this difficult time.
And the services of Pearl Point, while Pearl Point is a national organization and it does support people nationwide, the funds that are raised at the Wine and Pearls event stay in Chattanooga. They go to help Chattanooga patients.
So you're really benefiting your own friends and neighbors?
Correct, yes. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You're benefiting those you know that have cancer and their loved ones.
Well, we are out of time, but thank you both so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.